Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Can you tell me where I'm calling?
I'm a third-party customer service representative. I represent about 400 different companies, and I'm located in Alabama.
Okay, what's the company?
We're a call center, sir.
Call center for?
400 different companies.
Because I got two withdrawals out of my checking account, and it doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay, can we start with your zip code, please?
02878.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please?
Roger Korzenowski.
Thank you, sir. I did locate an account. Could you verify your address, please?
72 Hobson Avenue.
Thank you, sir. I'm pulling up your account for us now. It's coming slowly but surely. Here we go. Yes, sir. It does look like it was for an app called The Bites Hub. It's a meal planning app. It also gives you healthy recipes, easy to follow workouts to help you on a fitness journey. It looks like someone was entering a sweepstakes to possibly win a Shell gas card.
All right, yeah, I never did that, and I got nabbed $59 twice.
Yes, sir, you don't recall entering a sweepstake, a drawing to possibly win a Shell gas card, any type of gas card?
No, I don't trust those things. I would never do that.
Okay, whoever did this, sir, yes, sir, it was, they did enter a sweepstakes, I guess with your card, and to win a Shell gas card, this app called The Bites Hub came around. With it, do you have an email address that's glassmanpete@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, sir. Since this is a monthly charge and you said, so is this fraud on your account?
Is what?
Fraud. You didn't make these purchases. This is fraud. Fraudulent.
Yes, yes. I noticed there's two of them because I'm out of work, so I watch every penny and I got two at $59. That's over $100 right there.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm going to get you transferred over to our fraud department. And since this is fraudulent charges, that way they can help you with the charges. Okay? And it'll take just a moment, and I'll see which one will be available. And then I'll come back and let them know in the notes exactly what is going on. And it'll take me just a moment. I do have your account canceled, so this stops all future charges effective immediately. Since this was monthly, there's going to be no more charges. They're going to help you with the charges. I'm going to let them know that there is two also, and that you never entered any kind of sweepstakes or drawing for a Shell gas card.
All right, cool.
Yes, sir, and it'll take me just a moment to find us a fraud supervisor.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm still waiting. I think we only have one here this morning, so I'm waiting on her to get off the phone, okay?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, sir. It shouldn't be much longer. Sorry about that. Okay, I think we have a supervisor who's going to be ready in just one moment for us.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to give you her name. That way you'll know who you're going to be speaking with. And it looks like her name is going to be, well, it's hard for me to pronounce. Hang on just a second. I'm going to transfer you over. She goes by T, though. She should be right there to help you, okay? Yep. And I'm going to transfer you now, sir. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day. Please remain on the line. She'll be right there to help you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Fraud. Somebody's
for calling customer service.